Oh, here we are again. We're continuing our study in the book of Mark. We'll be looking in Mark chapter 6. We'll begin today at verse number 30. In Mark chapter 6, verse number 30, it says, "The apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught." Now, they had been sent out two by two, you remember. They were on a campaign. He told them to preach repentance, and he gave them powers to work miracles. They come back. They're excited. Jesus said unto them, "Come ye apart into a desert place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." Well, it's simply a case sometimes to come apart and rest a while, or you're just going to come apart. They needed a rest, and they departed into a desert place by ship privately. But it didn't work out very much for their resting focus they had here. We'll look at it in a minute. Before we do, listen to this message and song, "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me."
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind.
Seen here, they went to get a rest. They came apart to a desert place, but unfortunately, We read in verse 33, the people saw them departing. And many knew him and ran afoot thither out of all the cities and went out and came together unto them. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Did you get that? He began to teach them many things. That's the important part, not the miracles, but the message. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away." I've never had that problem where I would have to send multitudes away. "Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." I'm a little suspicious here whether they're really concerned about what they have to eat or whether they just want to get rid of that multitude so they can get back in there and have the rest that they came out here for. In any event, he answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworths of bread and give them to eat?" Now, they've already fed multitudes miraculously in the past. What's wrong with these men? They know what he can do. What are they talking about going and buying bread for? Well, in verse 38, he said unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." And when they knew, they said, "Five and two fishes." And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the five loaves and the two fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the two fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments of the fishes, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Now it's interesting that the fish here, they're little fish. They're sort of like about the size of a sardine. The Lord doesn't need to have a whale to feed 5,000 people. He can do it. He's in charge of everything. Well, we see in verse number 45, they're back on the lake. They're heading straightway into another storm. We'll look at it in our next broadcast. Be sure and tune in.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on the tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Suffering free. angels came down o'er his tomb to keep vigil. Hope of the hopeless, my Savior is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh, conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose, over death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord evermore. Trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Buried, he carried my sins far.